Pray with me. Good and gracious God, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When we hear the lack of faith of Philip or Andrew for Jesus to provide food for the people, we tend to think that we would have had greater faith. But I don't think we would. How often now do we look at what we don't have instead of what we have been given by Christ? Philip sees only scarcity. The task of feeding the people seems impossible for him. Now, Andrew is able at least to see that there are some resources. There's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But he also sees the task to feed the people as impossible. Too often, we too narrowly see our scarcity and unable to see the God-given resources we do have. Too often we lack the imagination to see how Christ could use our meager resources to produce a bountiful harvest. Now this tunnel vision can cause us to look and put our focus on ourselves and not on others. We try to hold on to what we have. We try to control our situation instead of releasing control to Jesus and letting Him guide us to how to faithfully proceed. But Jesus responds to the situation very differently than the disciples. He takes the loaves, and when He had given thanks, He distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. Jesus gives thanks for what appears to just be meager resources. And He increases the boy's resources to be an abundant blessing to the large crowd of over 5,000 people. Now the boy is an example for all of us to give of our meager resources to Jesus, so through Him there can be an abundance for those in need. And the disciples who were limited in their imagination and expectation of what Jesus could do are told to gather the fragments that are left over, and they fill 12 baskets. Jesus makes sure that they get to experience the powerful presence of God's abundant grace located in the person of Christ. In Jesus' miraculous feeding, He reveals that He has the power of God to provide for our needs. He also reveals that He is the bread from heaven, the bread of life. In Him, we receive the abundant riches of God and the abundance of true life. In the Holy Eucharist, we receive Jesus, the bread of life, and are forgiven, redeemed, restored and saved through His sacred body and blood in the forms of bread and wine, because what we receive in that meal is Christ Himself. Those that eat the bread of life will not hunger, but will have eternal life. Jesus Christ, the bread of life, is also the Passover Lamb who takes away the sins of the world by giving Himself as a sacrifice for all of humanity through His death on the cross. And in Christ Jesus, we pass over from sin and death for new life in the promised land from God's abundant heart. But the sign of this miraculous feeding does not enable the crowd to fully understand who Jesus is. When the people saw the sign that He had done, they began to say, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." They see Jesus as a prophet who will meet their needs. They see Jesus as a king who will meet their expectations. Do we get caught up in Jesus' glory, wanting Him to be a certain thing for us? Are we disappointed when He doesn't live up to our limited expectations? Jesus reveals who He truly is. His identity will not be determined by the crowd. He is more than a king, more than a prophet, more than His miracles. And He will reveal who He truly is, not to the crowd, but to the people He has a relationship with, His disciples. They see Jesus walking on the water, something that only God is said to have done in the Old Testament. And when they see Him, they are terrified. But Jesus says, "It is I, do not be afraid." Now the Greek translated here, "it is I," can be translated another way, which I think is probably the more accurate way, and that is, "I am." Now there are many places in John's Gospel where Jesus says, "I am." I am the bread of life. I am the good shepherd. I am is a divine personal name that God gives to Moses so that Moses can be in a relationship with God. Jesus is the I am God, the Son, who wants and desires to be in a personal relationship with us. These two miraculous events remind us of Jesus' amazing glory and the gift of grace that He gives us. Jesus' grace will not be manipulated by the crowd's desire for glory, but for those in need, Jesus will reveal His glory to calm our anxieties, our doubts, and our fears. He will reveal His divine glory to heal our brokenness, to make us whole, to give us eternal life with God. Christ fulfills His mission to make God known by showing others the power and presence of the Father to heal, to save, and to love. Through Christ's love, the Father's love for all humanity is made known. As Christians, we reveal the grace and glory of Jesus Christ by humbly serving those in need, by seeking new opportunities to serve. In showing love and mercy to others, we participate in Jesus' saving grace to the world, and we glorify our Lord and Savior. So may we always put our trust in the only one who we can trust, and that is Jesus Christ. May we continue to imagine great things for doing ministry here in this place. May we see the abundant gifts of grace that God has given us through Christ and not our scarcity. And in continuing to do these things, we will grow in faith, hope, and love. We will truly be God's people, which means we're a people of thanksgiving, a people of love, a people who generously and abundantly give ourselves to others. Amen.